Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
What is up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is another fantastic episode of Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network. And this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction and has implemented really cool features to ensure it's undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible and its network is protected from 51% attacks by their Chainlocks technology. There's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering the Dash transaction complete, so it's great for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. And a big thanks to Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn about Dash, Dash.org. Today is episode 1107. Thank you for being here. Or if you're listening on Liberty at Night, it's like episode 8. Something like that. I don't know how long. I'll have to look and see how much Dash we have in our account to know how many episodes
we've done. It took us 1,000 episodes to get on the radio.
There you go.
Yeah.
Everyone just do 1,000 episodes and you'll be on the radio too. We've got some things to talk about today. You know, Charlie, yesterday, we talked yesterday and I had this weird moment happen where I started to feel like I was wrong about something.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever felt that before.
Maybe once or twice in my life.
We started to talk about this Joe Biden versus Donald Trump thing, and we talked about the poll results showing that Donald Trump was beating Biden and also beating him in the swing states, 5 out of the 6 swing states. And, of course, as I've said several times, I just see no way that he's actually going to be able to win the election. And it turns out there's another poll from the
part of this
New York Times poll that asked a very important question that we forgot to ask yesterday. And the question is a serious question here. What would you do if Trump is convicted on some of these charges that he has? Because he got a lot of criminal charges out there right now, like 91 of them out there. And so would that change your vote? And it turns out people who said that they would not vote for Biden in the earlier polls, 6% of those people said that they would vote for Biden now. And this changes the results to Biden net 49%, Trump 39% if he gets convicted, and puts Biden in the lead in every one of those states that we said Trump was winning in if there ends up being a conviction. I don't think we can just brush off that part and say that it's not going to have any effect on anyone.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So
jailing your political opponents works.
It does work. We've created the incentive structure now. We're going to follow South America's lead or whatever it is. And
China.
That's the new strategy. You just put your political opponents in jail. You charge them with a bunch of random things, probably a lot of things that you did too, but who cares? You just go ahead and charge them while you're in power, and you won't have to worry about the whole re-election nonsense.
Amen. This is why...
Do you see why it's so important?
Why people... Well, this is the incentive for, governments to imprison their political opponents.
This is why they do it, and you see why it's so important
that they're
doing right now.
A free and fair election.
Bailey said, is this what freedom feels like? Mm-hmm. It is.
Yep. It ain't free, man.
This, Charlie, you know what this is?
Costs a buck 05 and a Republican in jail.
There's a better word for this. It's called democracy.
I know.
That's what it is. Yeah. Biden
free and fair
is
elections.
Protecting democracy with free and fair elections.
Yeah.
And you just jail your political opponent
exactly
beforehand, and then the people decide.
afterwards. Yeah. Okay, I had a random nuanced conversation. You know how we talked about that shooter manifesto yesterday? Mm-hmm. Although technically it's a trans manifesto. But anyhow, missed opportunity from yesterday. Tranifesto, I think.
Tranifesto.
I was listening to Morning Wire, which is a Daily Wire thing. I get some news from it on my drive over here in the morning. It's pretty cool.
I recommend it.
15 minutes, and you get some news updates that are only slightly slanted to the right. It's not too bad. It's like listening to NPR, only done by the Daily Wire. But anyway, they have this policy, and it got me thinking. They have this policy where they don't name the shooter. They've been doing this for a while, and the idea is, it's a super annoying thing that they do, because they'll publish like 100 articles about the shooting and do all these podcast episodes and everything, do everything except for, like, I'm not telling you the name.
The anonymous shooter.
Person. They'll talk about it forever. Yeah. Like, you can't get the name anywhere else, but you still spend all this time learning about the shooter.
And of course they would dead name a tranny shooter. That's the Daily Wire for you.
And so I was listening this morning, and they didn't want to give the shooter's name, but they were talking about the manifesto. And it got me thinking, you know, this whole manifesto not being released. And I know everyone's been talking about how, oh, we need to get this released. Why is it that they're not releasing this thing? And we only got 3 pages from Steven Crowder. There's probably 100 pages in this thing, and probably a video, too. And we don't even know if Crowder cherry-picked the page that had to do with white privilege and fancy schools and stuff like that. There could be way more. And maybe we'll figure that out. It got me thinking. Okay, the idea with the Daily Wire is that you're not going to name the names because you don't want to give people notoriety, and you don't want to incentivize future shooters, right? Like, you don't want to make them famous, essentially, and you don't want to incentivize future people.
Right.
Yeah. But what about the manifesto? It got me thinking about whether or not it was actually a good idea to release a shooter's manifesto. Because there's this movie I like, and it starts off with this terrorist having this manifesto, and they're wanting him to give over some information, and he says, oh, well, if you read my manifesto on the air, then I'll give you whatever information you want. The important thing was getting these ideas out there to the masses and sparking this revolution or whatever, you know. So it got me thinking, is it actually a good thing to release this shooter's manifesto, or would that incentivize future people to say, well, I could write up a whole book of terrible ideas and the entire world would talk about it if I just go out and do some terrible enough things?
Initially, I'm always on the default of give as much information as you can.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I agree. It is information.
Yeah, people should get to know what the truth is.
So this is just me. This is just me feeling weird about what the Daily Wire does, because they won't name the name because they don't want to give the shooter any notoriety.
Not telling you the name.
But they do want to push for the manifesto to be released so we can all read what this person's thoughts were and everything, which to me just kind of defeats the entire purpose of that. It really just made me wonder whether or not it would be a good thing to release this person's crazy ideas out there to the world. I still agree with you that you want to have all the information and those things should be brought to light, you know, if that's what people are thinking, if this is the rationale behind why they do really terrible things, that we need to know, and we need to know as a society, you know.
That's why police carry flashlights. To bring things...
So they can bring things to light.
Into the light.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, they need to bring a flashlight onto this manifesto, I guess.
I know.
And get it out there.
Tranifesto.
So...
Tranifesto.
Trans manifesto, I think, is a pretty good one, too. I underline where they said the Daily Wire's not naming. Then they go on to read, like, all... Put out all the person's thoughts and beliefs. Like, you can't do anything. I'm just trying to figure out what the heck they're actually trying to do. And someone just said it's their version of virtue signaling. I completely agree. I get so annoyed every time they do this. I'm trying to figure out what the idea is.
Hey, it got you talking about it. Other people talk about it.
Just did.
It's a shtick.
I did want to mention from yesterday, you know, we talked a lot about the class struggle session part of this manifesto. And I, you know, after talking with some people on Twitter back and forth a little bit, it really was a lot of anti-white stuff as well, which is weird because, you know, she's white and also one of the guys that was killed was black. But there did seem to be a lot of anti-white hatred in this as well. And I just wonder what's going to be in the rest of the thing, you know?
Well, white people are privileged.
Oh, yeah.
White people are rich.
Do you think it has anything to do with what has been going on in the country over the last few years, 10 years, you know?
I mean, I think you're naive if you don't think that the BLM protests have anything to do with this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, and then the whole black safe spaces, and you're not allowed to talk certain parts of the campus if you're not black.
The entire woke movement, really.
You don't think whatever her name, White Fragility, that book?
Yeah.
You know, because here's the thing. She probably felt guilty as someone who went to this private school.
Yeah. White guilt.
She probably had some white guilt. So not only did she want to take herself out, she wanted to take as many of these perpetrators of violence out with her.
Mm, interesting.
She didn't want these privileged kids to grow up and perpetrate more violence on black people.
Well, have no fear, Charlie, because the guy who's currently...
I don't want to name her name, the author's name.
No, you don't want to say it.
No. I'm not going to say it. Robin, I'm not going to tell your last name, Robin something.
No. No, we don't want to identify people like that.
I'm going to dead name these authors.
Luckily, the guy who's winning in the polls currently for president has a way that we're going to fix these problems, you know, because you see people going to colleges. These college campuses are just nuts these days. Remember when me and you went and saw that No Safe Spaces documentary? I feel like it's gotten way worse since then.
But Adam Carolla.
That's pretty crazy, too.
Yeah.
And so Trump has a plan to revolutionize higher education when he gets elected. Okay, and there's a video associated with this. We can read the description and then watch the video, or watch the video and then read the description.
Let's read it first, because the first one is hilarious.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is Trump's plan, the Republican...
My plan!
...nominee for president, probably.
I have a plan, a great plan. Create a free, federally funded online university.
Hold on.
Yeah.
A what?
Create a free, federally funded... Or that could read a federally funded free online university called American Academy.
American Academy.
The name matters. But here's the thing.
It's American.
Trump already failed at one university.
Yeah, he doesn't have a great track record with this whole thing.
In fact, I'm pretty sure he had to pay out some money for the Trump University failure.
What he didn't have was the sole authorization to use force over other people. To fund it for free.
For free, exactly. he's going to ban wokeness and jihadism.
Okay.
Allow credentials to be used to apply for government and federal contractor jobs. You know?
Good.
Funnel those good government workers
right
through the system.
Right up to your free, federally funded school.
Grant credit to students for past coursework. Tax large private university endowments like Harvard's to pay for the free school. This is free. But you know, Harvard, you know, they've got billions of dollars invested in the stock market that they make a return on. That's their endowment there. But just like most companies.
Yeah, I hate Harvard as much as the next guy. But if that's where people sent their money and that's where they wanted it to go and go into the school's endowment. Now, these colleges deserve all the criticism in the world for how terrible they are, why they're so expensive when they're sitting on billions of dollars in endowments and putting, you know, bankrupting kids who are wanting to go to school there. Sure, that conversation needs to be had, but we're going to tax their endowments to pay for the free school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sue and fine institutions that fail to uphold free speech laws or encourage anti-Semitism. Quote, we spend more money on higher education than any other country, and yet they're turning our students into communists and terrorists and sympathizers of many, many different dimensions. We can't let this happen.
Now, I agree with what he just said. We spend a lot of money on higher education, and colleges are turning our students into commies and terrorists, which is the same thing. You could have just said commies. And then sympathizers of many, many different dimensions, worst of them being communism, and saying that we can't let this happen. I would let the market decide. I would let the market figure that out.
But then also, he says, sue and fine institutions that fail to uphold free speech laws or encourage anti-Semitism. Like, you're free to be anti-Semitic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I morally disagree with that, but you're free to have pro-Palestine, like, free speech is still free speech. So how are you going to ban wokeness and jihadism, but then still stand up for free speech?
How are you going to ban wokeness and jihadism when one is this, I won't say progressive, but it's really regressive or whatever, but this ultra progressive form of culture, and jihadism, which is like an ultra conservative form of a culture at the same time. And you're going to find institutions that fail to uphold free speech laws at the same time.
Free conservative speech. It's like, but Trump is smart though, because he takes what all the people want to hear and he just lays them out in sentences.
Yeah.
And people don't care how he's logically going to get there. That doesn't matter, because most people aren't. Actually, almost everyone. No one's logical. Hardly anyone. Maybe the autistic community. And yeah, that's about it. Yeah. Everyone else, it's literally...
it's emotions.
Someone
first
says something and you feel a certain way and you're like, yeah, I'm voting for that guy. Because mm-hmm. he's gonna ban wokeness and promote free speech.
My wife would respond with, well, you're very emotional about thinking logically.
I mean, we're all emotional, but some people are emotionally intelligent mm-hmm. enough to be able to process
their emotions. You wouldn't know anything about that. Yeah.
To be able to process their emotions logically and not just act on feelings.
Let's play the clip of Trump talking about this right quick. It's a problem because what you'll see a lot in this episode, if we have time to run through everything that's in it today, which we should really, but you see just a lot of contradictions all over the place. There's no core philosophy. There's no core logic to anything. We talked about the Daily Wire thing, you know, where they don't want to name the shooter, but they want to make sure that that person's manifesto gets out there to the world. Like, which one is it? You don't want to help incentivize them. You do want to incentivize them. And then we're going to talk about a couple things here in a second where nuance really matters in some of these conversations. But what bothers me are these conservatives who hate wokeness. They hate what's going on at the colleges. They typically don't like big government unless their guy's in control of it, which we've seen. But the main question is...
unless they're cult leaders in control.
American Academy. Listen, y'all, Trump, if he gets elected, he's going to have 4 years. Who runs American Academy after that? Is American Academy just going to be a free, federally funded communist academy where we streamline the commie process through people?
Straight to the
you
government?
You can't guarantee me what this thing is going to be teaching. Hey, let's hear what Trump had to say about this.
Recent weeks, Americans have been horrified to see students and faculty at Harvard and other once-respected universities expressing support for the savages and jihadists who attacked Israel. We spend more money on higher education than any other country, and yet they're turning our students into communists and terrorists and sympathizers of many, many different dimensions. We can't let this happen. It's time to offer something dramatically different. Under the plan I'm announcing today, we will take the billions and billions of dollars that we will collect by taxing, fining, and suing excessively large private university endowments, and we will then use that money to endow a new institution called the American Academy. Its mission will be to make a truly world-class education available to every American free of charge and do it without adding a single dime to the federal debt. This institution will gather an entire universe of the highest quality educational content covering the full spectrum of human knowledge and skills and make that material available to every American citizen online for free. Whether you want lectures or ancient histories or an introduction to financial accounting or training in a skilled trade, the goal will be to deliver it and get it done properly using study groups, mentors, industry partnerships, and the latest breakthrough in computing. This will be a truly top-tier education option for the people. It will be strictly non-political, and there will be no wokeness or jihadism allowed. None of that that's going to be allowed. Most importantly, the American Academy will compete directly with the existing and very costly four-year university system by granting students degree credentials that the U.S. government and all federal contractors will henceforth recognize. The Academy will award the full and complete equivalent of a bachelor's degree. In addition, to help the 40 million Americans who have some college education but no degree, the American Academy will grant credit for past coursework at legacy institutions and give you the chance to complete your education at the American Academy for free and much more quickly than is now possible or available.
When are they going to figure out that this dude is a liberal Democrat from New York? And he's putting it right out in front, basically. Spends more money than any president in history. Now, of course, there was a pandemic, but still, he signed the bills.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He spent the money. He did not get to budget neutral like he promised.
No.
Okay?
He was going to erase the debt at one point in time.
Right. We increased the debt massively. So he's a big spender, always has been, in his personal life, as well as government life.
Mm.
Imagine being a billionaire and then having access to trillions. You know? And then, now he's coming out with free education. And we know that'll never work. And when is anything run by the government a good thing?
First off, yeah, that's the point right there. What track record from the U.S. government do we have in knowing that they're going to put together this online college that's going to be better than all of the other colleges out there that are for-profit, that's going to run on money, taxed out of other people's accounts? Listen, I try to not let my hatred for the Ivy League schools.
What happens when that money runs out? Judgment.
No, it's they've got so much money. That's the other thing. How much money do they have? That's something I want to know. We could probably Google that. How much money is in endowments in the whatever legacy college, Ivy League, whatever you want to call it? Really enough to do this? I mean, good Lord, the Obamacare website costs $2 billion. So how are we going to tax the money that they have? And then, as libertarians, is it even right to tax the money that they have? No, because it's their money, and people gave it to them. They left it to them when they, you know, when they kicked the bucket. They sent their money over there for whatever reason. They have these endowments, and that's what people freely did with their money.
Harvard University has $53 billion. Yale has $42 billion. University of Texas has $40 billion. Stanford, $38 billion. Princeton, $37 billion. The total endowment market value of U.S. institutions stood at $807 billion.
So let me phrase it to you this way, a little differently.
I wonder what the Catholic Church is, but it's worldwide.
He's doing a really good job.
The Catholic Church has to be trillion, at least.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I know the Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, though, those
probably
Mormons,
got a lot.
I know they're upwards of 20, 30, 40 billion.
So he frames this as targeting these colleges like Harvard who have all this money, and that's really smart because it triggers an emotion and you're like, oh yeah, I hate those colleges. They shouldn't have that money. We should put this towards Trump University. Coming right up, we're going to finish up this conversation and then get into a lot more stuff from this week on Liberty at Night.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss, heading the investigation into Hunter Biden's gun and tax case, says he has always had complete authority over the inquiry. During a closed-door session with the House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday, Weiss reportedly refuted Republican claims that he struck a favorable deal for the president's son under White House influence. The White House downplaying recent polls that indicate President Biden is behind Donald Trump in crucial battleground states.
Back in October of 22, there were multiple stories about how there was going to be a red wave, Democrats were going to be wiped out, and we're not talking about that.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre advising caution when interpreting the polls, suggesting they should be taken with a grain of salt. And the actor's strike may be ending soon, as SAG-AFTRA and studios have reportedly settled on AI usage terms. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Liberty Unite with Nate and Chuck on the Free Talk Live Network, and we are back. Make sure, by the way, you go find our daily podcast called Good Morning Liberty on your favorite podcast app. You can go to joingmail.com and join the live group so you can be part of this conversation every single day of the week when we want to do a new episode. We were in the middle of this conversation about Trump's American Academy, talking about college endowments. Let's get back to it.
Oh, hang on. Sorry.
What's up?
The endowment funds of the 20 degree-granting post-secondary institutions with the largest endowments by rank order. So this is 20 of them, from Harvard all the way down to Cornell. By the end of the fiscal year of 2021, so of course this is when the market was ridiculously high. Remember, it peaked in November of 2021. They started at the beginning of 2021 at $691 billion. They ended the fiscal year of 2021 at $927.1 billion. So almost a trillion between the top 20 universities.
So how about this, conservatives or conservative libertarians who are fine with this? Let's say that we're not going to take it from these colleges because we all hate these colleges. Let's say that we're going to take it out of Apple's bank account because they have a bunch of cash sitting in their bank account that they've saved up over a lot of time. Or we're going to take it from Warren Buffett's bank account and we're going to tax this money that they're hoarding, keeping out of the economy while people are struggling, and we're going to take this and we're going to start a free public university by taking it from these people who are hoarding this wealth, and we're going to put it to better use. And the answer would be no. The only thing that changes is that you very strongly hate the people who have this money right now, and so you would jump on it. And the even bigger question, would they even be able to do it? It's probably going to go more something like when the U.S. government does something. It would probably take longer than Trump's term to even fully put together, because they're going to be building an entire online college. They're going to spend a bunch of money doing that. It's going to take years for them to put it all together.
Trump probably won't be in office.
And he'll be out of office before the thing even starts. And after that, you might have Gavin Newsom running the American Academy. After that, who gets to decide what the course content is on this thing? That we're going to take money from the economy, from private institutions, bank accounts, and fund this free online course. And once you do that, then you talk about the notion of something being free, everyone being able to go and do it and get these degrees from it. You've completely destroyed the value of any degree. You know what you have to do if you go to American Academy and you get your bachelor's? You've got to go to another institution and get another degree, a master's or a doctorate, to set yourself apart from all the people who got the free American Academy degrees. It's basically going to be a giant community college. No one cares.
It's going to be as valuable as a high school diploma.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you could probably spend this $1 trillion in a matter of, God, they could easily do it in a year. So then what? Once you run out of the trillion, let's take 100% of all the endowments of all these private universities. Right now we have the top 20, which is almost $1 trillion. What? You're telling me they're not going to spend $250 billion a year on this free education?
The thing
you think, you think people are going to make videos for free? You think the professors are going to work for free?
Well, they got to pay for it. They got to pay for it somehow. What's going to happen to the value of those?
The IT staff is going to run the website for free when it crashes every 10 seconds?
What's going to happen to the value of those endowments once the government starts taxing them and taking money out of them? Are people going to
What's going to happen to the stock
market? Pull their money? You know? It's just a terrible idea.
Because all these endowments are invested. So imagine just taking $1 trillion out of the U.S. stock market.
Let's move on to this next thing right quick.
But you know how many conservatives are going to praise this?
Oh, yeah.
Plan?
Totally for it. That was from that was from Charlie Kirk, ultra conservative Turning Point USA guy. The government weaponized, government's too big, we got to have smaller government, the founding fathers type of government, constitutional type government. Oh yeah, free federally funded online university that the government's going to run. That's a great idea. These people have no principles whatsoever, and that's why we're in the mess that we're in right now. Speaking of people with no principles and something
that, just gives me no hope.
Totally ridiculous. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, she's introducing this motion to censure Rashida Tlaib for being a Hamas terrorist sympathizer who wants to kill all of the Jews. And so she's trying to censure Rashida Tlaib. If you remember, a couple weeks ago, we had a day that was almost like January 6th when people broke into the Capitol grounds.
No, they were on the left, though.
They occupied the Cannon office building. And you know who's really upset about this is Marjorie Taylor Greene is upset about Rashida Tlaib inciting this violent occupation of a Capitol building through her words that she said leading up to this day. Yes, that's a real thing that's happening right now. So let's see. Let's listen to her talking about some of this.
Should we indict Rashida Tlaib
for incitement?
Yeah.
I don't know, she said peacefully and patriotically march over to the Cannon office building, you know, so I think she's free and clear.
Yeah.
Here's part of her speech.
Whereas Rashida Tlaib incited an illegal occupation at the United States Capitol complex on October 18th, 2023, which put members of Congress, their staffs, and Capitol visitors in danger by shutting down elevators, stairwells, and points of egress while obstructing official business in both the House of Representatives and the Senate, including a Senate Foreign Affairs Committee hearing. Whereas the illegal occupation incited by Rashida Tlaib was organized by Jewish Voice for Peace.
I get so annoyed by this because you have MTG up here wanting to censure someone for wanting to censure someone for inciting a Palestinian erection up there. And did she not write that down and say, huh, this is going to look really weird when people are saying that I or Donald Trump helped incite the January 6th?
An intersex erection.
That happened. Yeah. You know, but I'm going to come up here and call for someone to be censured because of things. She lists out tweets going back years and quotes from speeches and says that she incited this insurrection at the Capitol building. Yeah, did that never click in her head?
They want to use the same tactics. That's the problem with going against principles. Like, all you're doing is stooping down to their level, right? When by principle, they're all criminals. Like, pretty much.
By our principles, yeah. Yeah. By the principles of morality and common decency.
Exactly.
Yeah, pretty much all.
Yeah, we could probably indict every single one of them if we had any, I was going to say balls, but can I say that on the radio? I just
Sure. Footballs? We watched football last weekend.
We did.
Yeah, but we didn't have any. There's one right there on the shelf, if that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's exactly
We have one ball.
You're right.
Between the two of us. Okay, this thing happened. Some people did something yesterday, and it was an old Jewish man. I'll read this. This is from End Wokeness, was murdered by a pro-Palestine activist. The medical examiner already ruled it a homicide. Here's what happened. There was a protest, and there was also a protest. One side was like Free Palestine. One side was Jew. And the Palestine protester allegedly hit the old Jewish man with a megaphone, and he fell back.
A bullhorn.
A bullhorn. Fell back, hit his head, and had a brain hemorrhage, and died.
Mm.
That's sad. Okay, that's sad when that happens. I don't think there's video of the actual thing occurring. There is video immediately afterwards of the guy on the ground, and that's sad. He fell back, hit his head.
Still alive right there.
Alive at that point right there. Older man had a... Had a brain hemorrhage.
God, he's bleeding a lot.
And died. Yeah, let's get off of that. Now, I'm being annoying today. I'm letting like if I had autism, I'm like letting the show through today because I'm finding it so impossible these days. Let me tell you a personal problem I have. I can't tweet anything or post anything on X because you just have to say the dumbest things with zero nuance, just completely binary. This is either this or this. There's never any room for nuance. You can't really have much of a conversation about anything. You've got to make these outlandish statements and just go with it and never have any nuance whatsoever. You see, right
just
now,
to get attention.
Yeah, to get attention. And that's how you go viral. And that's where I'm like, well, we're never going to, I can't engage in the kind of things that I see people doing on Twitter because none of them make any sense to me. Like this post. One, I will admit that the way the media is talking about this is very hypocritical and has to do with what side pushed what side. For instance, CNN says, man in California dies after suffering head injury at pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian demonstrations. This is New York Times, bottom line. Jewish man dies after altercation at dueling protests in California. Top right is, looks like NBC. Jewish man dies after hitting head in altercation at dueling pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian rallies. And then the next one looks like maybe a Fox News local thing. Jewish man dies from injuries suffered in Israel-Palestine rally in Westlake Village. Now, if this were reversed, you could play that game. Let's say the opposite thing happened. Let's say the Jew pushed the Palestinian and the Palestinian died afterwards. My guess is those headlines would be worded differently. It's very close to the SUV killing people in that parade, mm-hmm. like that kind of thing.
Right.
As opposed to white man kills black people.
But again, this is the same principle, though. It's the same principle of like, why do you want? You should not want the media coverage to pick sides like that anyway. So why do you want them to pick your side now?
Yeah,
because it's been happening to you. And this is where I understand that people want to punch back.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I really do. But at the same time, like, again, all you're doing is you're stooping down to their level that you don't even agree with, by the way. But you're going to act as if you do so that your side wins.
Rather than
do the right thing.
You take an example like George Floyd and Derek Chauvin. Now, what was decided was that was murder. And what you will see from many of these same more right-wing pages is, oh, that wasn't murder. People keep calling it murder. That was he had drugs in his system, or that was involuntary manslaughter at best, or something
standard
like that.
Protocol.
You know, that's not what murder is, yada, yada, yada. But then when it comes to this, I get it. Tragic, and I'm sure the guy hated the other dude probably because he was Jewish, and I'm sure he meant him harm by pushing him to the ground or by hitting him with the bullhorn. Was he trying to kill him when he hit him with the bullhorn, do you think? Now, did he know that it could cause bodily injury that could lead to death? That's a possibility, you know. But is this an actual, like, oh, I'm mad at this guy. I'm going to murder him right now. Like,
right.
Is that really what everyone thinks happened?
I don't know. I wasn't.
No, we
guy.
Don't know. We weren't there. Yeah. And from what I saw, and it is at least manslaughter.
I would say
it's something
yeah.
like that. And
yeah,
I mean,
it caused bodily harm that led to death.
What I'm annoyed about is what Charlie just brought up. Is that when it's the opposite, then the same people would be saying, oh, it's not murder, that's an involuntary manslaughter, that's an altercation or whatever. When it's flip-flops, they're like, oh, that's straight-up murder, and the media is saying that it's not.
Hmm.
There's when you live in this world with
it's
no
the same
principle,
people on the right who want to censor people on the left because the left is censoring them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, how about we don't censor it? How about fight for the right to not censor anybody?
And then I get a little bit more annoyed because this page, which is a massive page that posts out a lot of really good things, this End Wokeness page, says the man was murdered by a pro-Palestine activist. The medical examiner already ruled it a homicide. Well, this person probably knows, and if they don't, then they should know, that homicide does not mean murder. Homicide means that a person killed another person. By the way, if you defend yourself, if someone comes into your house and you are 100% in the right and you shoot them, that's a homicide. It's not a murder, but it's a homicide. Okay? That's what the medical examiner would rule it as. So those mean different things. And so when you say, this was murder, the medical examiner already ruled it a homicide, that means nothing. It means nothing. Until the person gets arrested, from what I saw, there hasn't been an arrest made so far, but we'll see. And from what I heard, there's no video of the actual thing happening, so it's going to be tough. I doubt you're going to see some massive JLM protests out there burning down buildings or anything like that. But, you know, we'll see if people are going to be mad about this.
Well, typically because Jewish people have more sense than that.
Yeah. Okay, and then I've got the one person who you would never imagine, I'm going to say, offered up a nuanced explanation of a situation.
Barack
Hussein Obama. And I heard people tearing this apart, and when I listened to it, he's talking about Israel and Hamas and Palestine. When I listened to it, I was like, yeah, that's about right. This is complicated. Now, he speaks for a while.
Also, you've never heard of Pod Save America?
It's pretty big.
They got the freaking former president on there.
Pretty, you know, in this clip.
They're woke left, but.
He says a lot of things without saying anything in the most Obama way, you know, possible. So he can.
So this is Obama Harris.
Keep making money all the time. But
this is Kamala Obama.
This is just an annoying thing that I have to show with him. Now, he's partially responsible for some. He was president for 8 years. Surely he's responsible for some things, and he talks about that. But I just have to give slight props to the fact that he said a couple things I agree with here. Maybe you'll disagree. I don't know.
There's any chance of us being able to act constructively to do something. It will require an admission of complexity and maintaining what on the surface may seem contradictory ideas, that what Hamas did was horrific, and there's no justification for it. And what is also true is that the occupation and what's happening to Palestinians is unbearable. And what is also true is that there is a history of the Jewish people that may be dismissed unless your grandparents or your great-grandparents or your uncle or your aunt tell you stories about the madness of anti-Semitism. And what is true is that there are people right now who are dying who have nothing to do with what Hamas did. And what is true, right? I mean, we can go on for a while. And the problem with the social media and trying to TikTok activism and trying to debate this on that is you can't speak the truth. You can pretend to speak the truth. You can speak one side of the truth. And in some cases, you can try to maintain your moral innocence, but that won't solve the problem. And so if you want to solve the problem, then you have to take in the whole truth. And you then have to admit nobody's hands are clean, that all of us are complicit to some degree. What could I have done during my presidency to move this forward as hard as I tried? I've got the scars to prove it.
Does he?
But there's a part of me that's still saying, well, was there something else I could have done? That's the conversation we should be having. Not just looking backwards, but looking forward. And that can't happen if we are confining ourselves to our outrage. I would rather see you out there talking to people, including people who you disagree with. If you genuinely want to change this, then you've got to figure out how to speak to somebody on the other side and listen to them and understand what they are talking about and not dismiss it. Because you can't save that child without their help. Not in this situation.
Oh, that was great.
That was pretty good.
It's really good.
I mean, I don't think I've ever played a clip of Obama saying something and then said it was good afterwards. So yeah. This is a kind of a weird moment in podcasting history for us.
Speaks the truth.
Yeah, I think he's right about the fact that you have to admit it's kind of what we've been saying. Maybe that's why I heard it. And
multiple things can be true at the same time.
A lot of things that are true.
How weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, Israel has done things that are wrong. Clearly what Hamas did is wrong.
But this is where it goes into theology for me, because it's this mantra that we have in our culture is religious. It's the if you're not with me, you're against me theme.
Mm-hmm.
Right? To be pro-Palestine is to be anti-Semitic.
Is it?
And to be pro-Jewish is to hate Muslims.
But is that really, are you saying that?
I'm saying that's in our culture. That's what our culture says.
Saying that's our like binary.
Right. But it's not true.
Yeah. No, it's not
true. You can have disgust for the anti-Semitism, which, by the way, that's being perpetrated by the woke left, which is just so weird to me.
It's a lot.
A lot of it is, right? So you can have disgust for that because it absolutely is disgusting. People have been trying to exterminate the Jews since they started, I guess, or since God created them, or whatever you want to believe. And then also, like, you can also have empathy and sympathy for at least the innocent Palestinian children who deserve none of what Israel's doing to them.
Like, you have to be truthful about the fact that there are people dying who have nothing to do with this conflict whatsoever. Doesn't mean he's saying that there has to be a ceasefire. I'm sure he is saying stuff like that, but you have to at least be honest about that fact when you're talking about it. Like, there's people dying that have nothing to do with this. So what are you going to do? Also, what Hamas did was terrible. Also, Hamas wants to destroy Israel. Also, Israel has done a lot of bad things in the past. Also, maybe people had land taken away from them or not. But one thing he said that I think is important is that he said we have to look forward instead of backward. Nice politician speak, stuff like that. But it goes back to something we said last week. The way I said that was, we don't have a time machine. We can't do anything about this. Israel exists. We're not going to go back and not create Israel through the UN, and maybe people push off their land or maybe not. I don't know. Timeline's fuzzy on that whole thing. We're not going to fix that part. What we have to figure out is, what are we going to do right now with this conflict? There's people dying on both sides. Clearly, what's a way that we can actually move forward? Let's say it's destroying Hamas. What does that mean? How are they going to destroy Hamas? How do you even know who all the Hamas people are? How do you know there's not going
to
be?
It appears to me that Hezbollah is gearing up for
joining. It looks like
joining
that too.
So like we said, it's probably going to get worse before it gets better. But to your point, I mean, we do have to look for it. We the only people speaking the truth about this are shows like this. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
The people that you listen to that are either all pro-Palestine or all pro-Israel are wrong.
You have
to be willing to take in all sides and stand up for human life, which is what's valuable.
And human life on all sides, not even just Palestinian human life, but then also people in Israel.
The ones you disagree with, maybe.
You know, who Hamas is definitely going to want to do more October 7th Jihad weekend again, or whatever they end up calling the thing. I don't know. Yeah. They haven't given it a cool name yet. Jihad weekend. I'm going to submit that one right now. But weekend of jihads.
Got a direct line to Hamas or something?
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe they're watching the show.
Also, to the live group's point, what I was talking about earlier is, you know, it's very weird. The timeline's weird for me, even if you just look back to 2016, which is you had the woke left calling Trump a Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
And how we have to get rid of him because he's going to bring white supremacy, nationalist, Nazi sympathizing to America, authoritative leader. This guy is Hitler incarnate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They were also very concerned about anti-Semitism on Twitter.
Yes.
You know, especially with Elon Musk taking over.
Those exact same people support the Nazis in Ukraine, like the literal Nazis that we've called out on the show. And then now they're in support of Hamas. So it's like
Russia is helping to arm Hezbollah, and they hate Russia, but Russia is helping Hezbollah, who's fighting Israel. So they like Hezbollah, but they hate Russia because they're fighting their favorite Nazis in Ukraine.
Yeah, make it make sense. It doesn't. And this is all just. I think you brought up a good point a couple weeks ago when you said. This all makes sense when you look at it through the, you know, oppressor versus the oppressee lens.
That's all it is.
And what's happening is like, okay, who is the most victimized in this situation? And it doesn't matter if you have to turn into a Nazi to protect the victims. This is, and God,
the only
thing
that explains everything.
This goes back to what Jordan Peterson has been talking about for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the compassionate left. It's not compassion. You know, what does he say? It's a mother's bare compassion that'll get you eaten.
True. All right, y'all. We will be talking about Israel and Hamas and doing Dumb Leap of the Week coming right up.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.